Can you hear me, Mr. Faber?
I can indeed. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Sorry about all the rigmarole.
That's all right. I'm being advised as to how to hold the telephone because this is a historic occasion for me. I'm not actually a phone user. This is the first time I've used a telephone in perhaps a year and a half.
So what was the occasion that Michel Faber made history for? A chance to talk about his new novel. It takes place in a world in which there are phones, but the letter D begins to disappear. Dogs, dentists, doctors begin to dwindle. Maybe I should say wane, as they can no longer diminish or decline in a D-less world, or whirl. And a 13-year-old girl known as Dikilo, born in Somaliland but adopted by a couple in England, leads the journey to discover and recover the letter D. D, A Tale of Two Worlds, was commissioned for the 150th anniversary of Charles Dickens' death. It's a mashup of an homage to Dickens, Narnia, The Wizard of Oz, and other worlds. We asked Michel Faber, why D?
Well, it's partly to do with commemorating Dickens. I thought one interesting way to commemorate him would be to deprive him of the first letter of his name, which of course is also the first letter of Dikilo's name. So that makes things very difficult for her and presents her with an existential crisis, if you like, because she is no longer allowed to be who she is.
And please tell us about this enterprising 13-year-old.
Well, she actually comes from Somaliland, which is an unrecognized country. There's a number of those in the world. I've been to one of them called Transnistria, which is just outside Ukraine. And these are countries which regard themselves as nations, but which are not recognized by anybody else. So she comes from this place which technically doesn't exist unless you come from there. Mm-hmm. And she has grown up in a town on the south coast of England.
And you set up all of these circumstances, but then pointedly changed direction, saying these are facts about her life, but it's not necessarily who she is.
Well, I think that in the current world, there's a lot of xenophobia. There's a lot of bluster about whether people ought to be where they are and whether we should send them back where they came from and so on. And I like the idea of having a character who comes from this nominally non-existent place, but who we have to get to know as an individual. And I find her to be a very charming individual. I don't know about you.
Oh, I've loved her enormously.
I'm so glad.
How hard is it to write dialogue and not use the D?
Well, it was different for different characters. The Magwitches, who are very clever, manage to speak to Dikilo without using any D's, and you just don't notice. But the Quilps, who are extremely stupid, have a great deal of difficulty speaking without the D's. And when they get stressed, they break down and they end up using D's and accusing each other of using D's, and finally it turns into a huge fight.
Is there a particular satisfaction in writing for a young audience?
Children are not worried about, you know, whether something got a good review or not. You know, they have a very open and spontaneous response, and I do find that very refreshing. I had a lovely reading that I gave to a couple of youngsters, and one of them was 8, and she was a bit fidgety and sort of rolling around the floor and apparently not concentrating very hard. And when I'd finished the reading and I was signing the book for her and her sister, I asked her sister, "Would you like me to sign this to Tilly or Matilda?" And she said, "Oh, I don't mind." And her younger sister, the 8-year-old, said, "Better to use Tilly because it doesn't have a D in it." Exactly. I thought, you've been taking this in.
What a compliment, you know?
Better to be safe than sorry, she said.
Before this interview began, you volunteered you hadn't used a phone in over a year.
Yes, I don't actually have a functioning phone in my house. It would be nice to have a functioning phone at home to let the fire brigade know that my flat was burning down.
Yes.
But telephone just has never felt right for me. It and I have never bonded.
Well, thank you for spending a little time on the telephone so we can do this interview.
Well, I'm glad that you're there, and I'm glad that you're helping the fortunes of Dee. Because I'm not usually bothered about the way a book fares in the marketplace. But with Dee, I know that there are a lot of children out there who could potentially have Dee Kilo as a friend. And I would love for them to find her.
I hope they do. Michelle Faber, his book, Dee, A Tale of Two Worlds. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.